Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Attorney General Bill Schuette won the four-way race to become the gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans. There was a unity rally in Grand Rapids. The idea was to bring the party together after a fairly fractious primary race. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, the leading opponent in the primary race, showed up to offer his endorsement of Schuette. Schuette's team declined his offer. Joining me to talk about that and another Republican snub is Nolan Finley, the editorial page editor of the Detroit News. What did you think of Schuette's campaign turning Kelly away?
Well, yeah, I don't think that was the best way to start a campaign. Kelly got a good measure of support in that primary. I mean, it wasn't a close race, but it's still a significant number. Bill Schuette's going to need every single Republican vote he can get to win this election. He's not going to steal away any Democratic votes. He's got to keep all the Republicans home and get the independents. Snubbing Kelly was just a dumb thing to do.
So why does it seem there's so much bad blood between Kelly and Schuette?
Well, they run a very bitter campaign. Schuette's camp believes that Kelly cheap-shotted them, but the cheap shots were going on both ways. I wrote a column early on in this campaign, suggested they both cut it off lest they damage the party in the primary, and well, here we are.
Yeah, I recall that.
In the general election, I mean.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I recall that editorial, and it doesn't seem like they listened to you this time, Nolan.
No, well, that's... I'm getting used to that.
The other issue is Governor Rick Snyder's decision not to endorse Schuette. This is what he had to say about that.
At this point in time, I'm staying focused on governing and more governing and less politics at this point in time.
So give us a little background about the relationship between Bill Schuette and Rick Snyder.
That's all about these Flint prosecutions. The governor believes he was being tried by proxy by the attorney general to benefit the attorney general's run for governor. And he felt these trials right along were politically motivated. These prosecutions were designed to distance Schuette from the Snyder administration, and he didn't appreciate it. I would be surprised if at this time turns into never.
How common is it for a sitting governor not to endorse his own party's candidate for the office?
I understand that Bill Milliken didn't endorse Richard Hedley way back when Hedley ran against Blanchard at the end of the Milliken term. I may not be right about that, but that's my understanding. I understand there was bad blood between those two as well.
You know, Will Rogers is famous for saying, I belong to no organized party. I'm a Democrat. It's kind of looking that way for the Republicans in Michigan this year.
I'm not sure about that. I think this is a personal more than a party problem. I think you've got a dispute between the lieutenants of the Snyder administration and the governor himself and Bill Schuette and his camp. I don't think it's party-wide. I expect Republicans in general will choose Bill Schuette over Gretchen Whitmer. I don't see a huge defection out of the party, but when it comes to fundraising, I think that's where the issue is here. I think the governor could have been a potent fundraiser for the Republican ticket, but I don't see him doing that for Bill Schuette.
Is any of this going to really matter to the voters in the long run? I mean, is it just a little dust up now and forgotten in a week?
It may raise flags with some voters. I'm sure the Whitmer camp is going to exploit it. Why wouldn't they? So it may matter a little. I don't think it's going to be the driving issue. Rick Snyder's popularity is not that strong in Michigan. Trump loyalists don't like him all that much because he never got behind Trump. So, you know, and the Flint debacle cost him a little broader support with independents and Democrats. So, you know, it's not like he was a huge get-out-the-vote guy for the Republican ticket, but he could have helped with the money.
I want to ask you about one other gubernatorial candidate, and that's Patrick Colbeck. In my county, Patrick Colbeck got more votes than Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly.
What county was that?
Lenawee. I'm just wondering how well he did statewide.
Well, he finished third, but he ran, you know, strong enough. You can't say that he cost Kelly the nomination. I think he took as many votes or more, probably more, from Bill Schuette. But you saw his signs everywhere. I mean, he was really good with the grassroots. He just didn't have enough money, enough financial support, or a broad enough message to carry him over the top. Not getting the Trump endorsement hurt him, helped Schuette.
Ken Tickham and I were talking, if yard signs turn into votes, Patrick Kolbeck had that race. And
oh, boy. I think he spent all his money on yard signs.
It could be.
Everybody commented on it, but he did about what you would expect. The surprise for me was that Brian Kelly didn't do better.
So is everybody going to kiss and make up at the convention?
We'll see. They ought to. I mean, but they may not. I think if the governor won't. I doubt the governor will even come to the convention. But if Brian Kelly is going to have a future in the party, I think it's incumbent on him to make amends. And if Bill Schuette recognizes that this is not going to be an easy race for him, it's in his best interest to get all of the Republicans behind him, including Brian Kelly and his supporters.
That is Nolan Finley. He's the editorial page editor of the Detroit News. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.